We are on the phone this morning on the NBC Morning Wake Up Call with Darcy Young from the Nutrien Children's Festival, which is held in Saskatoon each and every year. Darcy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning and to talk about a bit of a change that's gone on, something called COVID and how it's kind of impacted everybody, including the Nutrien Children's Festival of Saskatchewan. Tell me a little bit about the background of the Kids Festival, first of all.
Well, we're going into our 32nd year. We are an arts festival, the only arts festival for children in the province. Generally, we welcome around 10,000 children, parents, caregivers, and classrooms into the festival park. And of course, like you mentioned, with COVID, that has changed drastically. So we've moved ahead with a Plan B, and Plan B is offering our programming online this year.
Now, normally this festival is only, what, a couple of days long?
Yeah, it's 4 days long. That's correct.
But this year, it's going to be almost a whole month long.
That's right. We're offering the entire month of August. We'll have two different workshops or performances, Monday to Friday, for children to take part in for the entire month of August free of charge.
So why the expansion? Why the longer run date?
You know, honestly, we had the opportunity to do so. I think this is the new reality a lot of different artists are finding themselves in, is creating online content. And we sat back as parents ourselves and said, you know, we are watching screen time. We're trying to limit how much time our kids have online. How would we do this? And it was basically, let's plan a full month and let's leave it up to the children and their family or their caregivers to decide when they can take part. And let's just leave it open-ended till the end of August so they can jump online, watch a workshop, take part in a workshop, watch a theater show at their choosing.
And how are we going to be able to watch this? Is this going to be on Facebook or how is it going to be?
We're going to do it on our homepage, which is NutrienChildren'sFestival.com, okay, via our own YouTube channel. So then we aren't limited on what devices, what platforms children can watch it on.
Okay.
So added to that, we're also offering what we're calling swag bags, because we realize there are a lot of children and households that do not have devices to take part in the festival with. So we are opening up registration for these free swag bags to send out to children across the province. And they're basically a program of sorts that are thrown into a bag that we mail out to the children.
Now, I see some of the workshops and things that are planned on here are amazing. There's, for example, there's a DIY hoop making and hoop dancing with Terrence Little Tent on August the 10th. That's cool. But you've also got some big names coming to in the form of children's performer Fred Penner.
Exactly. Fred is performing on the 6th of August. Yes, we're thrilled that Fred's going to be part of it. We've got Splash and Boots on the 4th, Roop Loops on the 18th, Cuckoo Kangaroo on the 20th. It's just, we run the gamut.
And a guy who I think we can truly say is out of this world, astronaut Chris Hadfield, is going to be a part of this.
That's correct. He's doing a book reading on the 28th for us from his book, The Darkest Dark.
That's very cool. And that's a book that he wrote kind of about his own experiences as a child.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. That's right. You know, I think trying to realize his dreams and putting his fear aside and moving forward. And I think it's incredibly empowering for children, especially now.
So the website is NutrienChildren'sFestival.com. Very simple and easy. And on there, you will see a link to the YouTube channel, which is where everything will be. And it's going to be limited each day, just a couple of hours of programming that you can pop in and check out as you like. And that way you'll still maybe be able to maintain some of that screen time limitations for your kids. Darcy, if folks have questions or such, is there an FAQ section or something, or a number they can contact you at to find out more?
Actually, the best way to get us is via email right now, which is gmchildrensfest@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to get back to you right away.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Again, hit that website, NutrienChildren'sFestival.com, for the virtual Nutrien Children's Festival of Saskatchewan this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait for the big party to get underway in August. Our guest this morning, Darcy Young, the general manager of the Nutrien Children's Festival. Darcy, thanks for the time. All the best to you and your staff, and please stay safe.
Thank you. You as well.